This is the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray. Bonus episode.
You're listening to the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray. Tune in every week for practical advice that will help you build your online audience. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. In this short bonus episode, I'm going to be walking you through four easy steps that you can take to create your 2021 content plan in a matter of hours. In fact, you might even be able to do it in less time than that. So if you have a copy of my 2021 social media diary and planner, or you have the digital version and you are somewhere where you can grab it, that will help you get this done even more quickly. If you don't worry, I'm going to walk you through all of the steps and you can find all of the resources that you might need online. It might take you a little bit more time, but you can definitely find all of the resources I'm going to mention in this episode online. So the biggest mistake that I see people making when it comes to creating an annual content plan is trying to get too detailed too soon. And if you think about it, I think most of us would feel really overwhelmed if somebody said, right, you're going to sit down now and you're going to plan out all of your content for the whole year. You're going to start on January the 1st. You're going to work your way around to December 31st. I think most of us would find that a very daunting task. But actually, that's how a lot of people approach their planning. So they say, okay, right, this is the year. I'm going to finally create a content plan. I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to be really, really good. And they start in the first week of January and they might manage a few weeks of plotting out their content. And then a few weeks in, it just gets too much and they get overwhelmed and they end up stopping. And maybe you're listening to that nodding along because that's happened to you in the past too. So the way that I recommend that you approach it, and this is based on 5 years of working with hundreds, actually thousands of clients and teaching this strategy via my social media diary and planner and the various resources that go alongside it. So what I recommend that you do instead is you start with the big picture. And the way I often explain it, it's like you're a videographer and you're going to take a wide shot of your whole year. When you do that, it becomes much less overwhelming. And the way that I like to break it down, I think a lot of coaches actually would suggest this time period as well, is just to break it down into quarters. So look at what's happening in each quarter of your year. So that means that the only thing that you need to do as part of your first step is to just think about some of the key things that are going to be going on in your business in those four quarters of the year. So if you have a copy of my social media diary and planner, if you have the physical version or the digital version, then there is a template that you can use for your annual plan. If you don't, then you can grab a piece of paper and just divide it into four sections, like just draw four boxes. And then in each one, you're just going to write down two or three things that are happening in your business. So just to give you an example of my business, so I know that I'm going to be doing a launch of my signature program, Build Your Online Audience. That's definitely going to be happening in March. At the moment on my calendar, I've got another one coming up in April. I also know I'm going to be doing a special podcast series or episode on International Women's Day in March. So that's already on the calendar. And for me, because I sell a social media diary and planner, I know that the pre-launch is going to happen in September. So that's Q3, I should say. I always run a content planning event in Q4 of the year. So that's going to go on the calendar for November. I'm due to be speaking at an event in April. So as you can probably hear, this is about just kind of thinking, okay, well, what's happening? What are the key products or services I'm going to be launching? It might well be that you're launching a new product or service. It might well be that you're speaking at an event, you're hosting an event. Now, at this stage, and certainly when I'm teaching this strategy at live events or virtual events, people often say, oh, I can't do this, Janet, or why can't you do it? Well, the reason I can't do it is because I don't know what's going to be happening in my business. I don't know what's going to be happening in my business in September, October. Now, here's a little bit of tough love for you if that's the case. If you don't know what's going to be happening in your business, or if you can't even just take a stab at what kind of products or services you're going to be promoting September, October, November time, you don't really have a business. That means you're probably just lurching from month to month. You're kind of thinking, oh, this might be a good idea. Maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. A much better way to run your business and to create a more profitable business, but also crucially to create a content plan you can actually stick to, is to actually kind of get that on your calendar now. So what are the key periods in my business? So depending on the kind of business that you have, you might have peak times. So you might have It might well be that, you know, Valentine's Day is a really key peak time for you. It might well be that, you know, if you're in the fitness or the health industry, then you generally have more demand for your services in the run up to the summer period. Whatever it is that you do, there will be inevitably, there will be, and I generally call them peak points. So times when naturally people will be more interested in your product or service. So that might be a time when you might be doing a special promotion or a launch or maybe even a sale. Like if you have a product-based business, then you might have new ranges or new products ranges coming out at certain times of year. And you can start to build events or you can start to build sales. It might be about online sales or discounts or promotions. It might be about you putting together a special blog series or special podcast series or special series of videos. It might be that you do some kind of online event. It really does depend on your business. But here's the thing. So this is another thing that people will often say gets them stuck at this point. Well, I can't plot out these peak points in my business. I can't talk about what I'm going to be launching when because I sell the same product or service all year round. Now, here's another bit of tough love for you. So even if you do sell the same product or service all year round, perhaps you sell legal advice or perhaps you help people with their data protection or perhaps you're an accountant, whatever it might be, you cannot sell the same product or service the same way all year round. Well, you can do, but if you do, unless you're already overbrimming with clients and you don't need any other clients, which I'm sure is probably not the case if you've picked out this podcast episode to listen to and you want to create content to promote your business, you need to create those times in your year. Now, I have a whole podcast episode you can go off and listen to, which is basically about that. And I'll put a link in the show notes. So it's about, you know, what to do if you sell the same product or service all year round. It's about identifying these peak points. And if they're not there naturally, then you need to create them. It's really easy to do. And as I say, I have a whole podcast episode you can listen to on how to create them. So that's step one. Step one is simply about, okay, looking at each quarter of the year, just writing down two or three things that are happening in your business, products or services that you are looking to launch or things that you might be looking to promote more heavily at a particular time of year, events you might be speaking at, events you might be running. So just have a think like, well, what's already kind of on the calendar? Now, you might well be thinking at this stage, but what if I change my mind? That doesn't matter. So as my good friend Osman Sharif often says, he's a mindset coach, just apply your best thinking right now. Of course, you know, you might get amazing opportunities. Like 2020 is a you know, classic example of this. We all set out, I imagine, with quite different ideas of how our business would go in 2020. I certainly ended up launching some new products or services, putting out some content that I wouldn't have expected to do. That's fine. It's much easier, though, to adapt from a plan, a skeleton plan you've already got in place, than to start from scratch. So just apply your best thinking right now. Don't panic. You know, if things change, they change, and that's absolutely fine. Just apply your best thinking right now. So at this stage, you should have your four quarters mapped out with a few ideas in each of those. As I say, if you have a copy of my 2021 social media diary and planner, you'll find this on page 8 of your diary. So next step, then, it's about your quarterly plan. Now, I would really recommend, and I have tons of podcast episodes and content on this and inside my Build Your Online Audience program as well. I would really recommend that if you're looking to build an audience, if you're looking to have people find you through Google because of content that you're publishing on your website, and I'm imagining that that's something you probably would like because that's generally something that would lead to more sales, you need to be looking to publish one piece of content a week, which you publish on your website. I usually refer to this as your core content. So this would typically be, it could be a blog post, it could be YouTube, it could be podcast, it could even be an infographic, but crucially, this is going to be something that people are going to be searching for in Google. And it's going to be the kind of content that's going to attract people to your website and bring people into your world, like new people who haven't heard of you before. Your social media content, that's important. And we'll talk about that in a second. But this is generally what I'd recommend. And a really easy way to do it is just say, okay, well, once a week, I'm going to publish a piece of content on my website. It could be repurposed as a newsletter. You know, I've got tons of podcast episodes about that topic as well. So, you know, have a dig into the archives if you want to go a bit deeper on specific things that I share in this episode. But it's just picking a day of the week. So in my case, it's a Friday. So every Friday, I put out a piece of content, a podcast episode, which is designed to, yes, it's also designed to serve, you know, my current customers and clients and the people who are currently in my world, but it's also there to attract new people. So new people who are looking for content on the kind of problems that I help people with. So just to give you an example, let's say that you are an accountant and you're looking to attract more businesses. Perhaps you do want to work with entrepreneurs. Then you might think to yourself, okay, well, what are the 12? And there's a reason why I say 12, because I would really recommend that you actually just pencil in your diary at this stage, even if it's just for the first quarter of the year. You pencil in like one key piece of content a week, a core piece of content. Could be a blog post, could be YouTube, could be a podcast episode, but something crucial you're going to publish on your website. So if you're an accountant, you specialize in working with entrepreneurs, what are people primarily asking you about? It might be things like, you know, which is the best software for me to use? Is it better to use Xero or QuickBooks? How much does it cost to hire an accountant? If the kind of people that you're trying to attract are people who are early on in business and might still be doing their tax return, it might be around specific questions people ask you. So, you know, can I claim for this item or that item? This kind of content becomes even easier to create if you specialize. So let's say, for example, that you are an accountant who specializes in working with charities, or you're an accountant that specializes in working with people who specialize in engineering or whatever it might be, then that kind of content becomes much easier because they are going to be asking quite specific questions. And that really is all you're doing. You know, this stuff is so easy to overcomplicate it, but just making a list of questions that your ideal customers or clients are asking you and the kind of things that they're searching for on Google. That's, if you can make a list of 12 to 15 of those, that is, you know, a piece of content each week. Now, if you are a regular listener to the show and you have gone deep on some of my content, you'll also know that I talk about two other types of content. So that kind of content I just shared there was awareness content. The other type of content, and this is, you know, where we might be getting a bit deeper. And actually, I think if you pick this podcast out to listen to because it's the first time that you've really seriously sat down and created a content plan, I'd say, you know, don't worry too much about this for the moment. If you could make that commitment to publish like one core piece of content a week, you can worry about what I'm going to say in a second later. But it's good to be aware of it. The other type of content it can be good to create is what I call consideration content. So this is content for people who are maybe interested in buying your products or services, but they've got a question, they need some more information. So for example, with my social media diary and planner, I create blog posts and podcast episodes, which are actually, should you buy my 2021 social media diary and planner? Should you buy, what's the difference between my 2021 social media diary and planner and the 2021 Sorted Club? It might be something, you know, depending on what it is that you do, perhaps you offer a service and you're more expensive than others in your industry, you could create a blog post about why you're more expensive. So that's consideration content. It can be really, really helpful when you're selling your product or service. And if you've got the same questions keep coming up again and again, if nothing else, it can actually save you time, because when somebody emails in with that same question again and again and again, you can just email them back with the link to that blog post or podcast episode. You can even repurpose that content as frequently asked questions on your site as well. So that's probably slightly more advanced content strategy, but certainly something to have a think about. I'll share with you in the show notes, I'll share with you some of the other podcast episodes that I've created around content planning and creation. And if you want to go deeper on the type of content you should be creating, then that will help a lot. Now, you might be thinking at this stage, okay, so you've just told me that I need to publish ideally, you know, one piece of content on my website every week. I don't have time. Now, it may well be that you don't have time to do that. Totally get that. It's better to put it on your diary for every other week, but actually put it on your quarterly content plan right now. And by the way, actually, if you've got a copy of my 2021 social media diary and planner, you've got templates for this. The first one is on page 9 of your diary for the quarterly plan. You can create these yourselves. You could buy a diary that's got a month across a page and create this for yourself. If you've got one of my diaries, obviously it does make life easier because you've got all the templates there, regardless of whether you have a physical or a digital version. But yeah, you know, if you think it feels like too much to do it every week, it's better to put it on the diary for every other week or every other month even, or every month even. But just be aware that your audience is likely to grow more slowly. So the more useful content you put out, the type of content that's going to attract your ideal customers and clients, then the quicker your audience is going to grow. So if you're happy to say, okay, well, I can only manage twice a month or once a month, but I'm happy for my audience to grow a bit more slowly, that's absolutely fine, just as long as you're kind of clear on that. So what I would suggest alongside that is, and this is the interesting as well, so people often think that creating a content plan means that, you know, they have to create like lots and lots of new content every single day. But actually, if you're publishing like one blog post or one podcast episode or YouTube video every week, that can be repurposed into social media posts right across the week. So say, for example, I am publishing a podcast episode on, let me think of one that I've got coming up in the new year. So I've got five things to stop doing in 2021 if you want to build your online audience. Now, I could break that down. So I'm going to be sharing five things in that podcast episode, for example, and I could focus on one of those things in my social media posts on each day of the week. So I could publish the episode on the Friday, and then over the 5 days that followed, I could focus on one of those things, or I could ask questions, or I could create, you know, related tips and advice or whatever. What I'm really saying here is that what a lot of people do with content that they publish on their website is they publish the blog post, they publish the podcast episode, the YouTube video, whatever it might be, and then they never mention it again. And then they're on to the next one. But actually, you can create a lot of content across the week where you're just finding new ways to talk about that one blog post. And when I explain that to people and the penny drops, they're like, oh, wow, okay, now I get it. So, you know, let's say that I've taken a blog post, I could actually repurpose parts of that blog post and turn it into social media posts. Exactly. And obviously what you're doing there is leading people back to your website. So this is why the planning ahead is really worthwhile. Not only does it save you time and hassle, but it also helps you to see the ways that you cannot keep reinventing the wheel. And actually, you can take that one thing that you're publishing a week and turn it into lots of other different types of content. So the other thing that I would suggest that you sprinkle in to just get some conversation going on your social media platforms is to use awareness days. See, because it can be great just to come up with social media post ideas, and you can literally just come up with them in seconds. So this is why my social media diary and planner is, you know, it's a handy resource to have, because it has hundreds of key dates and awareness days that you can use to plan out your content. So for example, I'm just looking at January here. On the 2nd of January, we've got World Introvert Day. Instant social media post there. Would you describe yourself as an introvert or an extrovert? The 1st of January, obviously, is New Year's Day. So you can ask about New Year's resolutions, like, do you make them or don't you make them? You know, have you ever kept a New Year's resolution? What's the most unusual one you've ever kept? It's also the start of Veganuary. A lot of people decide that they're going to go vegan for January. If you have a food-based business, you could possibly, you know, put some recipes out. Or if you have a product-based business and your products are suitable for vegans, you know, you can see where I'm going with this. Key thing about awareness days is that a lot of people think, well, I can only use ones that are strictly related to my business. Actually, that's not true at all. The idea of using awareness days just to ask like quick fire questions is just to get conversation going. Because how it works with social media, and this is true of any platform, is that the more engagement that you get, the more people your content will be shown to. So if all of your posts are just like, hey, look at this new podcast episode that I've put out, or look at this new blog post, they're less likely to respond to that type of content. If you're also putting out content that says things like, you know, would you describe yourself as an extrovert or an introvert? Or, I mean, Bubble Bath Day is another one in January. And I've had some clients who've they've posted pictures of their dogs in the bath or whatever. And people love pets, and they've then posted back their pictures or whatever. Like, this stuff doesn't need to be detailed. It doesn't need to say to take ages. January the 17th is Ditch New Year's Resolutions Day. Great opportunity just to ask, okay, have you kept any of those resolutions, or, you know, do you make them at all? These posts can be put together in minutes. They don't have to be about your business. It's just a way to get conversation going. So I would sprinkle across the week, as well as getting on your diary, ideally that weekly core piece of content, which is something ideally that your customers or clients are searching for on Google, that's going to lead them to you and your website. You can then create social media posts promoting that key piece of content or core piece of content. And then you can sprinkle in a couple of awareness days. And actually, this means by step two, we've already created two or three posts, if not more, actually five or six posts across the week. So you could say there that your weekly content planning is already done. Now, step three, I recommend you do two things. Now, what I do personally is, in creating that quarterly plan and adding in a couple of awareness days for each week, thinking about how I might repurpose that core piece of weekly content into other social media posts. For me, that's pretty much my monthly and weekly plan done. I mean, I generally would schedule in time to go back and get a bit more details. But, you know, that means that, you know, with a short planning session, I could have, you know, my whole of my first quarter, you know, pretty much planned, like all the boxes filled out, if you like. What some people decide to do, and if you have a copy of my 2021 social media diary and planner, you'll notice that this year we've also added in a space for monthly planning. You don't have to use that at all, but what you might find useful is to kind of then go back and get into a bit more detail using the monthly planning. And again, if you've thought about your weekly core piece of content, you've picked out a couple of awareness days, your weekly plan should pretty much be created by this point. You should have an idea then, okay, well, you know, I've got an idea for something I can post on my key platforms pretty much every day of the week. And that's all from just kind of starting with your annual plan, zooming in a little bit closer and thinking about your quarterly plan. I would always recommend doing it quarter by quarter. Like if you can stomach doing the whole year, then great. Personally, what I would recommend doing is sitting down, doing your annual plan, then creating a plan for Q1. So getting those kind of 12 weekly ideas down, picking out a couple of awareness days for each day of the week, and then thinking about how you might want to break down that weekly piece of content and how you could turn that into different social media content. But you can see there how you can get actually your Q1 content pretty much fleshed out in one short planning session. And then what I would do is I would put on the diary then to have further sessions. So I hope that's given you a bit of a steer. If you've got my 2021 social media diary and planner, I do have a more detailed podcast episode, which is specifically about helping you to use your social media diary and planner. But this hopefully has given you a bit of a starting point. If you already have my diary, and even if you don't, do consider joining my 2021 Sorted Club. It isn't too late to join, even if you find yourself listening to this in July, because you've left it a little bit late. You can come along and you can join my quarterly content planning session. So there's one on the 7th of January, there's one on the 4th of March, there's one on the 3rd of June, there's one on the 2nd of September. And the idea is to give you the accountability. You show up to that session, or you certainly watch the recording if you can't make it live. You sit there, you do your plan for the next quarter, and that's going to keep you accountable. So I hope you found that useful. If having listened to this, if you don't have a copy of my 2021 social media diary and planner, or if you're not a member of my 2021 Sorted Club and you're now thinking, well, actually, I could really do with some more support for this, I will put links to both of those in the show notes for this episode. And they're just below. If you're listening to this on a desktop, then the show notes are basically, it's like the blog post bit that comes below the media player. If you're listening to it on an app, ditto. So if you just scroll down the text that is below the player where you're listening, you'll see a bunch of links, and you'll see a link for my 2021 social media diary and planner and the 2021 Sorted Club. And, you know, if you're listening to this and it's February or March and you've left it a little bit late, don't worry about it. It's better to get started at some point than to say, oh, actually, it's February or March or even July and I haven't done this. You know, it's never too late to get started with your content planning. If you need that extra accountability and support, get a copy of my diary. Ideally, come and join my 2021 Sorted Club, because in addition to those quarterly planning calls I talked about, you will also get all of the recordings for my 2021 Sorted event, which have much more detailed sessions on how to create your content plan, how to do that annual plan, how to do the quarterly, weekly, daily. I also go into a lot more detail about the awareness, consideration and purchase. That's the third type of content, and give you tons more examples. And it's available this year on podcast. So if you prefer to listen rather than watch all of those recordings from my 2021 Sorted event, including tons of masterclasses on things like how to launch a book, how to launch a podcast, how to launch a YouTube channel, how to launch a live video show, how to launch a podcast, all is available this year on a private podcast stream, which means it's much easier for you to consume. And we also send you a weekly email every single Monday with ideas on how you can use the dates in your diary to generate content ideas for the coming week. In fact, this year, they're going to be more sort of grab and go ideas. You can literally cut and paste them and adapt them for your platform. So I hope you found that useful, and looking forward to hearing how you get on with creating the 2021 content plan.
If you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray, do check out her Build Your Online Audience program over at buildyouronlineaudience.com. The Build Your Online Audience program is the essential resource for anyone looking to build an engaged online following. If you want to attract more leads online so you can stop wondering where your next sale is coming from, or if you want to launch a dream project like an online course, book, or podcast, the Build Your Online Audience program has everything you need to grow an engaged online following. Head over to buildyouronlineaudience.com to find out more.